my loves. It is Lala Ken. Welcome back to the Give Them Lala podcast. I won't even lie. I'm super hyped today. We're going to dive into all of the things. We're going to talk about, obviously, Vanderpump Rules in last week's episode to get you nice and KY jellied up for tonight's episode. KY jelly, like if you want to sponsor the podcast.
Feel free.
And then I also just started Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip in Thailand, which has been just godsend. I need to catch up on Real Housewives of New Jersey. I've seen online or on the gram that people are kind of bored with it. I'm kind of feeling that exact same way.
Really?
Well, here's the thing. Yeah. When our show has the drama that it has, like, everything is boring now.
True.
Everything is boring.
Like, true. Which is insane. Like, when did you ever imagine you were going to be saying that about Housewives? Especially
no.
Jersey?
No, Jersey has always hit. So I think I'm just in this like little funk of like, can't someone do something like really life changing?
Oh, no.
For my own selfish entertainment. I get why people are like obsessed with what's going on with Vanderpump. Again, I'm directly connected to it. But when I watch Housewives, it is very entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
How sad is that, that when people's lives hit the fan, it's like, oh my gosh, I gotta tune in.
Yep.
Even shows that I've never watched ever that just like appear on my feed and it's like the craziest thing happened. I'm like, where do I watch? You know?
That's how it is though. That's why I'll always say there's a specific group of people that are made for reality TV. And those are the ones that are going to stand the test of time. Everyone else just kind of falls by the wayside. But those, that group, AKA you and your friends on the show.
Lightning in a bottle.
So good.
So I went to dinner with Stassi last week.
Fun.
And we were talking about her podcast. And I just said, I really need to up my game, like, and get into pop culture. Like, you talk about so much. You talk about, like, 90 Day Fiancé or, like, Meghan Markle and Harry.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, La, that would be so off-brand for you, though. And I go, what do you mean? I'm on Bravo. And she's like, well, I feel like it's off-brand if you're not talking, like, about yourself or Housewives. And I was like, this is correct. And then I remembered this time that I was at Stassi's house with Katie, and I, like, ran into the kitchen. I was like, you guys, have you heard of Armie Hammer? He, like, eats people is what they're saying. And they're like, wow, that happened 4 months ago. So I'm just always late to the party with, like, pop culture, I guess.
But I think that's why, I mean, nobody's tuning in to Lala's podcast to hear her discuss Meghan and Harry. I'm sorry, they're just not. They want to hear you talk about you, what's going on in Vanderpump. They want to hear you talk about the Housewives. So give the people what they want.
Well, first of all, I want to give a shout out to Peacock because I was watching, they're on their third episode, Girls Trip, and I was worried because they were talking about elephants. And I was like, if they ride elephants, I cannot watch that. And they ended up, they went to an animal sanctuary, an elephant sanctuary. And I just really, really loved that. And there was a time, season six, where we went to this water park. But I saw that they also had dolphins in captivity. And I was so triggered. I remember like sobbing with a producer saying like, I cannot go there. I can't. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if they just told me this or if this is actually true, but they said it's two separate things. They're just on the same property. We're not supporting, like, us going to the water park. We're not supporting that aspect. That made me feel better. But literally, you had to walk through where these dolphins were, like, held captive. And I just remember covering my eyes and fucking sobbing.
That's heartbreaking.
So I'm begging all networks and production companies, please, like, stop showing Housewives or whatever ever other reality TV shows. Like, don't have us swim with dolphins. Don't have us ride elephants. I'm telling you, it's not even that great of TV. I've watched those scenes and I'm like, this is so stupid. I fast forward. It's like not, it's not cool. I don't like it. Like, please stop supporting those things.
No, well, at this point, I shut it off. Don't take me to a zoo or no, I'm done. If
no,
your show
and
does that.
Do the research on the zoo, yeah. Right?
So Bravo Peacock.
I know. Bravo Peacock. I Yay. Loved that. Let's dive into Vanderpump. By the way, I was looking at Instagram today. I did delete the Instagram app on my phone for like a period of time because I turned into such a fucking troll. And I was like, this is not good for my mental health. But for some reason, like, my following was going up, like, dramatically by me being a troll.
People love a troll.
I know, but when I post about, like, narcissism or going to the Stanley Moss courthouse to, you know, talk about reunification camps, like, the unfollows be slapping those days. It's just such a mind fuck. So I did delete the app because I felt like I needed to stop. I'm also going to stop looking at the Explore page because I don't want to see people being mean about me.
No. Even though we could say till we're blue in the face, those people don't matter, they're bored, blah, blah, blah. I get it. No matter what you see, if you see the same comments or even one mean comment, it's like, well, now I'm going to think about this all day.
Right.
So I get what you're saying. You're done. Did you still delete it? Is it still off your phone?
No, I got it. I took a very short break. It was like less than a week.
Okay.
But it just, like, the time I was in Palm Springs, I just said, we're not even going there because it comes such a habit. It becomes such a habit. You click on Instagram, you go to your own page, then you hit the Explore page. By the way, you guys, because I'm going to Palm Springs this week and I'm not coming back until Monday, we are pre-recording this. So this will air, obviously, next week, but I want to talk about things that are happening right now, which is Raquel, I saw on No Filter with Zach, his page. He's so funny. I love him. That Raquel was photographed coming out of Tom Sandoval. Is that it? The page six?
Yes, I'm reading the page six article now, which, by the way, side note, Lala, the page six article says that she stopped by Tom's house on the way to her interview for Vanderpump Rules at the place that you guys interview for. You were there, and I'm so pissed. We were there.
At the interview space?
Yes. She must have interviewed right after you. We must have just missed her. And how wild would that have been if she fucking showed up and walked in and you were right there? I gotta say, I know it would be bad for you, but I would have paid to see that.
Jessica, I'm so glad that that did not happen. Because can I tell you, yesterday I was on 100. I was so emotional. I did my interview thinking, like, this will be therapeutic. I was just like blah all day. Last night, had a full meltdown. Because number one, I looked at the comment section, I never do. That's how I'm able to separate reality from reality, and not good for my mental health. So that's why I've made a pact with myself. You are avoiding the Explore page at all fucking costs because all my Explore pages is all things Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah.
I don't want to see it. Mm-hmm. It hurts my feelings. But if I would have seen this girl, blind sobbing rage. 100%.
So back to this. So it says that so basically the article said, or you saw on your Explore page, she's walking out of let's call it Ariana's house. She's walking out of Ariana's house. If I'm Ariana, that's my house too. Don't fucking set your foot in my house.
Right.
That is so disrespectful.
I know that. But come on, when you've been fucking your best friend's man, like, stepping into the house is nothing. Like, he's inserted his dick into me. Like, walking into a house is actually pretty G-rated.
Especially with the rumors we heard, they fucked in that house. So why wouldn't she walk into that house?
Just the level of insanity is hard to grasp. And I was talking to Sheena because I did her podcast yesterday. And she is now free from this restraining order. And, you know, I've talked about this in my interviews, but I think one of many reasons why the court system is so fucked up and broken is because bullshit restraining orders like the one Raquel filed against Sheena are so often filed that when people who actually need protection, who are in fear for their lives, and oftentimes, way more often than it should happen, lives are lost, little kids' lives are lost, and because of bullshit restraining orders that come into the court system, again, the court system is broken for many reasons, let's make that very clear, but nothing is taken seriously. And I loved on Sheena's podcast how she also brought this up, and she listed, I believe, organizations that can help protect victims of domestic violence. I love that she did that. I am so disappointed in Raquel. Obviously, I think what she did is disgusting, but taking this into the court system, using their time and resources, is just like, your level of disgustingness knows no bounds.
Yeah.
And you can sit here all day long, Raquel, and talk about how it wasn't your idea. Your family got in your ear. But at the end of the day, you have to sign those documents that your lawyer presents to you. Nobody else. Mm-hmm. And that's coming from someone who like lives with, or their mama lives with them. Like, my mama is very close to me. Mm. But I'm telling you what, if she wants me to do something that I don't fucking want to do, I'm not doing it.
And she didn't. Did I read correctly? Raquel didn't show up, correct?
Raquel did not show up.
Okay.
And Sheena looked fabulous. The fact that she was able to also have an umbrella, I was so jealous.
That rain did her good. She looked fabulous. Sunglasses, suit, umbrella. Don't fuck with me.
100% all the fabulousness. I paired the picture last week on my Instagram story with the song by Blueface, One Time. And he talks about 4 or 5 on my waistline, 6, 7, 8, 9 minutes till showtime. My lawyer on FaceTime. He says on my FaceTime. It was like this. I asked her, can I post this?
Yeah.
Because I know that it's like, we're talking about lawyers and FaceTime. Yes. Like, is it okay? And she was like, it's funny. Post it.
Yeah.
So shout out to her and her look.
Well, her and her look. And then her getting on her Instagram story in the morning and being like, my Viva Verano lashes. I love her.
Secure the bag, bitch. Secure the fucking bag.
I love her.
It took me a minute to find my footing after the reunion, like mentally.
Yeah. How are you feeling now? Because I know last episode we recorded, you were still a bit fuzzy. You were still a bit like, not numb, but you know, just.
I was definitely foggy.
Yeah.
And on Sheena's podcast, which again, we're pre-recording this one. So her podcast aired last Friday. But I got, you know, they all went out after the reunion and I like could not bring myself to do it. I felt so just dirty and gross for so many reasons. And you have to remember, like, when you watch me or really anybody on reality television, yes, that is who we are. But it's who we are in certain situations. Like, if you were to place you with someone that you don't dig, you just don't go around them anymore. You don't allow that person around you because you know they bring out a side of you that you don't like. This is entertainment. And a lot of times, like I last night was catching up on Real Housewives Girls Trip, and they had a really beautiful moment, which is why I really like Girls Trip, is because they really break the fourth wall and they talk about production. And I just think it's really interesting. And I can also relate to it. They were talking about the best part about being housewives and the worst part. And the common worst thing was social media and what people say, because it can be extremely hurtful. And I got it. Like, we want you to have an opinion. The second you don't care, like, I'm out of a job. Mm. So I appreciate it. Say whatever you want. I just don't want to, I don't need to see it.
Right.
I don't need to see what someone in a different state who I would never come in contact with ever in my life. I don't want to see what they're saying.
Who doesn't know you, who's seen you. Like, we were talking about this earlier. How many hours total have they seen you on TV? None, basically none compared to your entire life. And then pair that with the fact that the only hours that air of you on television are the most dramatic or impactful ones. So you've got cameras up. They're filming this group of friends for so many hours and months and months. And at the end of the day, so much is cut. And the only stuff put on TV are the most impactful and dramatic. And then people see that and they think they know you. And they sit and it's like, no, that's not. That's 3% of Lala Kent.
Well, it's a maximum, by the way, and my mom pointed this out, and she doesn't watch the show. She's overheard this season a few times because you have to remember she's lived with me for the past over a year. But before, like, she's never read my book. She has never watched the show. But now we're, like, in close corners. So she can hear when I'm watching. And she told me, I cannot watch this, Lauren. I cannot. Like, I get triggered. And I have to start. When I go into film, I can't get married to the season because I often watch and I'm like, wait, they cut out this, they cut out that. That's the whole reason why I acted this way. And that's when it starts eating at you and you have to, that's when I say separate the two. This is just fucking entertainment. That's all it is. It's my real life, but we got to put that on the back burner. So it's strange, but I just loved that scene to like, mm-hmm. because it was relatable, but you also just as a viewer saw these women in very vulnerable moments. And sometimes that's just as entertaining as seeing them go toes.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And when I watch Girls Trip, because my mom watches Housewives, she'll say things to me like, why would she say that? And I'll pause and say, guess what happened here? They took out an entire conversation that led her to saying that so that that girl looks like a total bitch. Mm-hmm. When really there was so much more that led up to having Leah say like, I'm bored with this. Now, granted, it was kind of fucked up because, I mean, Alexia is the most not boring person ever. And she's talking about her husband who ended up being either gay or bisexual, had a male lover while they were still married. And because Leah had heard it before, she was like, I'm so bored. And it was definitely rude. But I'm like, there's got to be something else that happened where either the conversation was way too freaking long. Like, I understand how it works.
You guys, it is finally shorts and t-shirt weather. My favorite kind of weather. Time to put the jackets and sweaters in the back of the closet where they belong. And if you're like me, I know you want to update your look for the summer, but you don't want to break the bank in the process. That's where Quince comes in. Thanks to Quince, I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking so chic all summer long. Quince has premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts starting at just $30. And this is my favorite part. All Quince items are 50 to 80% less than many similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes all those savings on to us. I am wearing my Quince cashmere tee again today, and I have no shame. I got the cream color. It's so soft. It's so comfy. So chic. Almost as soft as the Quince waffle towels that I got to put in Palm Springs. We all are obsessed with those towels. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Lala for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Lala to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Lala. So I have two game changers to share with you when it comes to upping your glam game. I am totally obsessed with Impress No Glue Manis and Impress Press-On False Eyelashes because I'm very into just easy right now and anyone can do it. You are going to love them just as much as I do. Both require zero glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes. There's also no annoying dry time. And the best part, zero mess. One step and you're done. The lash style options are endless, and there are so many on-trend nails to choose from. Impress, No Glue Manis, and Press-On Falsies are the easiest and fastest way to upgrade your look in just minutes. The Press-On Falsies have a unique under-lash application for a totally seamless look and are made with an exclusive self-stick technology that keeps them secure for up to 24 hours. The Impress Manis have a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days secure hold, and that's perfect for all of you busy mamas out there who don't have a lot of time to spend on glam but want to look your best. I completely get it. Impress No Glue Manis and Impress No Glue Press-On Falsies are absolutely a beauty must. You need to try them right now, so get yours today at impressbeauty.com/Lala and use code Lala at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies. That's impressbeauty.com/Lala and use code Lala at checkout for 25% off.
Did you watch last week's episode of Vanderpump?
Yes, absolutely.
How did you feel about it?
Oh my God. Now, well, it's really, and I know we said this, and I'm leaning into it and I'm accepting it. It's really hard to watch it with any other lens now. The fact that we're only, what was that, episode 8?
Mm-hmm.
The fact that we're on episode 8, I'm trying to go, okay, Scandoval, as far as we know, hasn't happened yet, even though we're pretty sure they're sleeping together at this point. But like just watch it without that lens, and I can't help it. Every time I'm like dissecting every little thing everyone does and the way they move and the things they say, and I'm like, you have no right. I just like, I'm such a viewer now, and I feel so strongly about things that I would never have if that didn't all happen. But more importantly, how do you feel?
I mean, I feel great about it because I looked really hot.
You looked, that dress, that dress.
The denim one?
Oh, well, the denim one was stunning.
Wait, what dress?
The tea, well, it's not a tea party. Oh,
the tea, that's right. The tea party happened.
The surprise engagement party, you walked in that dress and you had that bag. I don't know what bag it was, but gorgeous.
Valentino, gorgeous. Got it at the Vanderpump Dogs gala fundraiser.
Stunning. Mind you, just in case everyone was wondering, the scene I was just going off about in my head thinking about, it was at the engagement party watching like Sandoval and Raquel sit next to each other and like they're pouring drinks and like a tiny bit of flirting, and I'm like, oh my God, look at that, Ariana's right there, why would you do that? And that's what I was thinking about.
And then her sitting down with Sandoval and like acting like she could be into him
with,
and then
Schwartz,
in her,
you mean
with yes, with Schwartz, they're one in the fucking scene,
I know,
right? With Schwartz, and then in her confessional being like, but I feel like it could be something more. And it's like the whole time you know you're banging his friend.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's so scary.
It's sitting there putting on this like thing with Schwartz and like putting on this whole thing for, I don't know who it was for, if it was for the cameras.
It was for us.
For you guys. Your,
no, yeah. For us. The viewers.
Yes.
The people in the group.
And I'm like, what you, as far as I know, what my personal opinion, you just fucked Sandoval. What's going on here?
Yeah, no, they definitely had.
Anyway, but you looked incredible. Really, I really, really enjoyed your interaction with James. Really enjoyed it.
James spinning the plate. Fine China! Can I tell you, during that, he was like flipping plates around, banging silverware like they were drums. I was like, now we're like teetering. We're
well,
teetering.
Well, you looked
right
concerned.
Now.
Like I saw your face and I'm like, she's getting a little like, okay.
Well, he made the comment about Brock.
Yes.
And because I know when James goes to that place, if I engage, it's going to be a blow up, an explosion. I am now good with Sheena. I really adore Brock. I adore their family. Like, they're my family. Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, we were in Palm Springs, and Erica, Sheena's mom, got a DM saying from some random person, I'm very concerned that Lala is into Brock.
Oh!
And you need to keep your guard up. I'm just looking out for you.
Did she die laughing? Because I would have.
Oh, yes. Yes.
I don't know how to say this without sounding like, and maybe it's just because I know you. I would literally, if I was dating or with, thank God I'm not, a man that like cheated on me with everything that walked and was terrible, I would trust you around any single man, any single anything. It's like that is the furthest away from your mind. Like you were.
But people would disagree with you. They would go back to you were a mistress with a married man.
But that's
they
not
would go back to true. You slept with James. Like,
I think one day, eventually, hopefully, there can be a discussion with you and your friend, Amber, and you can really just explain what the actual reality of the situation
I
was.
I do go there. We venture into that a little bit in the reunion. We'll see if it airs. I talk about Amber. You know, she and I, we're thick. You know, she's like family. She is family. Our children are related. But I feel like I, without reading comments, I can get to a place and be okay with, I will never live this down. Mm-hmm. No matter how many ways I explain it, people will always think what they want. Yes, I hooked up with James. I did this, that, and the other. And it is what it is. Mm-hmm. At this point in time, this is the person I am. I've evolved a lot. I've reevaluated some of my decisions. I continue to do that. And it is what it is.
Yeah. And you also, I mean, I'm sorry. And I know some people are like, yeah, but you can't. That's not an excuse. You were a different person when you were drinking. That's why you're in the program now. You've said that a million times before. So it's just like.
Well, it's kind of like when Katie, people talk about her raging and doing this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
She's grown up. And if you fuck up, you're most definitely going to get a rage text. You know, like,
yeah.
Come correct. I co-sign on the way that she handles the rest of this season. Like, I'll say it a million times. I reserve the right to evolve. If you want to hang on to the person that I used to be, like, that's sad for you. Because not even I'm holding on to the person that I used
no,
to be.
No, are you kidding me?
What God. A waste of your time.
And energy. And, oh, my God, life is limited. You're going to spend your time on that. What I'm really curious about with this most recent episode, I just want to hear your thoughts. I know it was like whatever moment, but you walking into what Sheena called her welcome dinner with Christina, where was your mind there? Because how Sheena worded it is it seemed like it was a welcome dinner for Sheena's party guests. And
correct,
that's it.
Because that's how weddings work. And you have, can I just break this down yes. for you? In my mind, I've maybe been to a handful of weddings in my entire life. Mm-hmm. I can't even remember the last time I went to a wedding. The last time I went to a destination wedding, I was 18 years old at my brother's wedding in Hawaii, which was just family. Like, I don't know how this works.
Yeah.
Schwartz was going off with Katie. I was like, oh, it's just like free for all, you know?
I would have done the same thing. That's what I'm asking. I was confused.
No, I'm really clueless. When it comes to weddings, I don't.
So did you
say Chris? I almost wore white to her wedding. I took a picture. I was like, is this too close to home? She was like, yeah, it's white. I'm a buffoon when it comes to love.
Did you just text Christine and you're like, hey, I want you to come down with me? And then that's it? And then it was like.
She was like, Katie's going out with Schwartz. What are you doing? I was like, we're going to like the Mexican place downstairs. Come.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. Also loved Ariana's moment with James. Like a moment.
That was a trip.
Did you see what went down? Because obviously cameras didn't catch it.
Yes, I saw what went down.
What went down?
This short, stocky guy came up to James and it seemed like he wanted a problem.
Okay. Brock's friend.
I guess it was Brock's friend. I had no idea, which by the way, he did get kicked out of the hotel after this. Oh, they had had enough of him. It had been like an all day thing.
Oh, that's good.
Him acting this way. But he like, from my perspective, you know those people that watch the show and they're kind of fans, but they're dicks?
Yeah.
That was what I was getting from him. He like went up to James and kind of like tried, like wrapped his arm around him, but in like an aggressive way. Like, hey, how you doing, man?
Don't touch me if you don't know me.
Don't touch me if you don't know me. So, and he kept kind of doing that. Mm. And that's when James was like, get the fuck off of me, and like pushed him.
Oh, so he did push him.
He did. He body checked him. And the guy stumbled and almost fell to the ground.
Okay.
And
you guys thought.
I didn't co-sign on what James did because I also didn't want to fight. But at the same time, I probably would have reacted the same way. If someone who I had never seen in my life, some drunk girl came up to me and was giving me the vibe of like kind of being passive aggressive and touching me, you're getting body checked.
Yeah.
Get away from me.
Yeah, get out of my space.
But Ariana knew that it was Sheena's wedding guest. He had been removed from the resort like right after that happened.
Did he miss the wedding or he just went to another hotel?
I don't know that because I can't even really remember his face. I just know he was kind of short and stocky.
Yeah.
But Ariana was furious about it.
Yeah, and she had that moment of like, not explosion, but just like an angry moment at James. And I was like,
she would be a great mom.
Yeah, she would.
You know, because James was acting like a little kid.
Yeah.
But he pushed me first.
She's like, enough.
She's like, I don't want him doing it. I don't want you doing it. It was like really, it got intense.
And it also shut James down. She did that. And my heart skipped a beat because I'm like, uh-oh, here goes James. He's about to stand up and it's going to be a whole thing. And he's like, oh. And then I felt bad when Allie got up and left. That made me sad.
Allie's a star this season. I can't wait for you guys to see like her interview bites.
Oh, yeah. She was not happy with that moment. I'm very excited for the next episode tonight.
By the way, I had to wear my hair back the rest of the trip because it didn't look as much this way on camera.
Mm-hmm. What?
Thank God.
I thought it looked good. You had a little like fringy.
I was Frizzola.
Oh.
Okay. Oh. I even like when I left, I said to Jeremiah, our producer, I was like, I'm just kind of in like a funky mood. And he goes, because your hair is frizzy.
Oh. In Mexico, he said this to you.
Yes, I was like, you dick.
You ass.
No, I was like, I'm going to get dragged for this hair. I looked like a wet papillon.
Really? Not in
person? Yes, at that Mexican restaurant.
Oh, I saw the fringe and I was like, cute. Because we're still in the bangs era here,
it
I think. Yeah,
we are.
Yeah.
It looked better on camera than it looked in person.
Did you wear it in a bun? I forget.
The rest of the trip.
Okay.
We're now in Mexico. We're in Mexico for, I think, the next two or three episodes.
Okay, you know what was...
How savage of Sheena that she was like, I put her on in another tower and X'd her off. I'm like, you petty bitch. You petty bitch. And by the way, at that point in time, you didn't affect Katie. You affected me.
Yeah. Because I saw the moment where you're like, this is too far away.
Why am I always eating? I looked like a chipmunk storing
nuts. What
were
you eating?
A cookie.
Oh, yum.
Stored in the side of my cheek. You're so far away.
You were hungry.
Also, I put chapstick on for a good 2 minutes.
You did?
Three times. They cut to James and I'm behind him and I start the chapstick. Yeah. They cut away to Sheena, back to James. Sheena again, back to James. Sheena again. I'm still putting chapstick on.
You had dry lips.
It's the little things that I catch.
I'm going to take a yucky turn, but are you allowed to say, because there's been rumors in the tabloids that Raquel and Sandoval snuck away or were late to a wedding or whatever because they did in fact hook up during this Mexico trip?
Well, my gut was telling me that they were hooking up before the news even broke. And my gut is telling me they were doing the business while they were there.
Yeah.
And you have to know, like, even during the reunion, when you guys watch and whatever he says, I think you take it with a grain of salt. It's like, you're a liar. The things, like, there's one thing in particular that came out of his mouth at the reunion that was just so telling about who he is. And when you guys watch it, you're going to see. I think that was the first time during the reunion where I was absolutely speechless.
Really?
Like, this is the most disgusting low of low. Anyone who dates you, like, this is such a red flag. Yeah. This is, you're a piece of shit.
I need to work on my like people judging skills, I think, because if I would have never known what was going on, that scene in the episode, where they, Ariana and Tom, walk into their room, they fall on the bed, they kiss each other. My thought would have been like, so cute. Look at them all this many years and they're still so in love.
Yeah. I know. No, I know. I just think Sandoval is a misogynistic prick disguised in some neon eyeliner and a set of white gels. Like, he's horrific. Horrendous.
A set of horribly done white gels.
They're
go
so, and they're like nubbish kind
of. Yeah, like, go elsewhere.
I would let a chainsaw near my vagina before Sandoval's hands.
That was good. The try hard lines of like, I'm going to say this, but What did fucking Raquel say? The try hard line in her interview where she's like, but that kind of sounds like a tight vagina. Do you remember? Do you know the scene I'm talking about?
Yes.
Where she's like,
and hopefully we'll be even tighter. This,
but and that then kind of sounds like a tight vagina.
Actually, it doesn't at all.
I was cringing.
Oh, you're going to cringe even harder. Don't worry. Again, I've seen the full season and there are so many cringy moments where I'm like, they're letting you roll because they know how cringy it is. Like, in her mind, she thinks that, like, she's doing something. She's eating. No.
Yeah.
They're letting you roll because this is, like, so cringy.
Yeah. And like you said last week, it is disappointing because I may have looked at these next few episodes. We're going to see everything unfold between Raquel and Schwartz. And I may have looked at that and been like, you know what? Kind of on your page last week where you were like, you would have been torn. Is she just an independent, like, chick who's single now, trying to live her life and have fun? She doesn't have anyone, you know, to be loyal to in that sense with the whole Schwartz and Katie thing. But now I'm going to be looking at it as, look at this front. This is scary.
Yeah. No, I know. And Ariana, she had a home life where she's supposed to feel safe, mm-hmm. right? And this resonates with me. Your home is where you go to recharge to take on the world. How are you supposed to take on the world when your home life is sucking you dry? And now her safe place became, you know, Sandoval won't leave the house. I don't know if he will now, but for a very long time, he was like, I plan on being there all week and I'm using every room in the house. Which I'm like, okay, this is, she couldn't keep you home when you were all good because you were out doing God knows what. And now that shit has hit the fan, you want to just be right there. I know that feeling of just like, you want to projectile vomit. She said to me the night after, so this happened Wednesday night after Raquel and Sheena did Watch What Happens Live. Thursday, I think it was either Thursday or Friday night, I went out to the Tove Lo concert yes. with Sheena and Brad by Brad, Logan Cochran, and Ariana. And when I walked up to her, seeing her for the first time since all this happened, Ariana said to me, I said, it's a stupid question, but how are you? And she said, it now makes sense how you lost so much weight. It's a different kind of pain. And it's that gut wrenching where it's not like, it's a sadness that like you can't explain. So she's feeling that way, already unsafe in her home because of just the filth that has been going on in it. This motherfucker won't leave. Paparazzi are camped outside of her house. But by the way, it's very clear who the paparazzi hate and who they're down with. Because Sheena always looking on point. Ariana always looking on point. Raquel looking like E.T. before he rides a bike in outer space. You know? So fucked up.
Not E.T.
It's so messed up. And the paparazzi camp outside of my freaking office now.
Jesus.
And you know I live in pajamas or the same sweatsuit, you know, days
on end. The office was the safe space. Not anymore.
And I'm like, where are they coming from? Where are they coming from? I don't understand.
Yes.
And there is a famous person whose house backs my office. And I like to think that they're there for her. Yeah. And they're like, well, might as well get this D-lister before, you know, at least we're going back with something.
Yes.
But I'm like,
no, they're there for you.
Another outfit that I've already worn.
Yeah, but like this is your safe space. And you know what? I loved the photos that recently came out. I know you said you've already worn the outfit, but it was like Lala and Ocean and they were walking to the car. But we did. Lala spotted the paparazzi in their cars. I've never seen them ever. These photos that are taken of Lala and put in whatever publications, Daily Mail or whatever.
And they're always god awful. Well, and like out of all of the like little shutter clicks that you guys did, this is the best you got.
I swear that's what they do. I swear they look for the worst and publish it. Granted, the ones that just came out were beautiful, but it's like because they know the worst ones are going to get people talking.
Yeah, but then they toot my horn in the actual article. They're like, the blonde beauty. And then you see my face and it's like, where is she? Where's the blonde beauty? I just see pictures of this like somewhat penis looking character. When my hair is back, sometimes I'm like, do I look good with it back?
You do. Stop. No, they freaking, no, it's funny. But we spotted them. So now I'm going to take video, BTS video of every time I see them, of you and them. And then I'm going to post it and say, we got you.
We got you. And we saw the cars there in as well.
Yeah. We saw.
No, I think it's so sad that your life has to go to shit for people to care about you. It's like,
yeah,
I know that my cast has done, like they've done many incredible things, whether it's launching a brand, protesting for something they believe in. And it's like crickets. But then your man is fucking up and they're like, we got to get her photos taken. We have to photograph her at her worst moment.
Except if we're talking about Ariana looking fine as hell in every single photo she's been in with the boys' lie sweatsuit, with all of it. She looks incredible.
Well, she said to me when she was flipping off the camera in one of those paparazzi pictures.
Yeah.
I guess they were taunting her. And then she was like, you know what? They're camping outside of my house. I can't change it. So I might as well like
look good.
Well, become friends with them. Like,
yeah. By the way, you looked.
Hey, George. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, so she's like become friends with them.
You look incredible in every photo, too. That's obviously not.
I don't, and I'm okay with that.
No, I think you do.
Because
you
do. At least if I meet a dude and he Googles me, like he's going to see me at my worst. And then when I show up looking fine, it's like, damn, I would rather have someone. That's why I always send pictures to dudes.
Yeah.
With no makeup on, because I want them to know.
Like selfies?
Yeah.
Like, when you use it, did you ever send nudies ever in your life when you were super young? And when you did you include your face?
Never sent nudies when I was like a really, really good kid. Okay. I never sent nudies to anybody. When I got older.
I meant like 20. Yeah. Sorry.
No. Like, yes, I've sent nudies to people before.
Did you include your face?
Yeah. And did if they you? Get out, you're fucking welcome.
Face and tits, vagina?
No cookie.
Okay.
But boobies and face?
Boobies and face.
And you know, people talk about them getting out, which is revenge porn. Like, you cannot do that. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't really appreciate if someone did that to me. But if my nudies got out, for me, it wouldn't be the end of the world.
Yeah. They were hidden right every time. You made sure when you sent them.
Yes.
Amazing. Amazing.
You know?
Yeah.
And the body in the 20s, they just hit different.
I know. You know? The body and the boobies.
Oh, nice perky titties before my baby sucked the life out of them. For sure. You know?
Aww.
By the way, I saw online that that's a myth. It was like a Mythbusters that your boobs don't change after breastfeeding. Lies.
How is that even I know? They're I've never breastfed.
They're saying it's the pregnancy that causes that. No.
But the milk, I thought.
I had so much extra skin on my boobs after they got ginormous.
Yeah.
An ocean sucked them dry and then like deflated balloons.
Yeah. That's what I've always heard.
They do. So I don't trust that. I think BuzzFeed posted it or something. And I'm like, how do I crush the myth that's trying to crush the myth?
Yeah.
Breastfeeding, I mean, breastfeeding's where it's at. But, like, yes, back to the nudes.
Yeah.
I hope they don't get out, but if they do.
It is what it is.
I have been very transparent with you guys about my hair struggles between the pregnancy hormones and bleaching it all the time. I have been having some serious hair issues. And now, with baby number 2 on the way, I'm already being proactive about my hair thanks to Nutrafol. Nutrafol is the number 1 dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding. And I am definitely one of those people. Nutrafol supports healthy hair growth from within by targeting the root causes of thinning, which are stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, lifestyle, and metabolism. You can take the Nutrafol Hair Wellness Quiz on Nutrafol.com for a personalized hair health plan based on your specific root causes. Because I know we are all different and we're on different hair journeys. Nutrafol makes building a hair growth routine super easy. Purchase online, no prescription required. You get free shipping and automatic deliveries so that you never miss a day. And you'll see results in 3 to 6 months. So take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering Give Them Lala listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter promo code Lala. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code Lala. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code Lala.
What's up, everyone? It's Reality Steve, your number one source for all things Bachelor Nation and reality TV. Every day, I'm giving you the behind-the-scenes juice and your info on all your Bachelor Nation stories and also interviewing some of your favorite reality stars. My name has been synonymous with spoilers, but I'm so much more than that. Give me a listen.
The Reality Steve Podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.
This is kind of a sharp turn, but I'm curious. Fingers crossed Vanderpump gets picked up for season 11. Will you film at your new Palm Springs home that you keep posting about and talking about? And we love it. We love to see it.
Yeah, but people have written about it and they call it a mansion, and probably anywhere else, maybe in Texas, I could have gotten a mansion for what I spent, but like it's not a mansion and I don't know why people write that it is.
Size-wise? Because price-wise, it probably is.
Size-wise, in a certain area, definitely you could get like a very large home.
Yes.
But we're in Southern California and it is – it's – I am not complaining. I am so grateful that I was able to purchase this for myself and my family.
Yes.
Beautiful. But by no means is it a mansion. I hope they film a lot in Palm Springs.
That would be great.
I would love that. And I also think I heard that after the reunion, Katie and Sheena had a little moment. They hugged for longer than just a quaint hug. We'll see what happens.
Like, I love you. I know we're struggling with some shit, but deep down, I love you. Hug.
Yes. Now, I don't know. Katie is, we had some scenes, like in the green room during the reunion, where I kind of would intervene. You guys will see it. But I'm hoping, because Katie's got a tougher exterior than I do. Mm. It's harder to get her to be vulnerable.
Yeah.
So I relate to both Sheena and Katie on different levels, and they're obviously both my little ride or dies. Like, Katie, I co-sign on all day. We had a very rough start at the beginning, but that's like my ride or die.
Yeah.
Right? And no one makes me laugh as hard as Katie Maloney. I was actually so upset that they condensed the scene in, well, maybe I'm happy because a lot of people were like, you guys were so mean to Raquel about her lights. I was like, oh, that was the lightest of it. We were on a roll in Vegas. Katie was fucking killing
me. When you were sitting on the bed, you mean?
On the bed. Then we went into the bathroom to like get ready for bed. But she was just like these zingers that were, I was on the floor.
No, she is funny. You know what's funny? I see a little, and maybe just because I know you, there's a little piece of, like, I can see why you get along with sort of everyone besides the obvious. There's like a little piece of everyone in you. Like, I can see where you and Sheena vibe. I can see where you and Katie vibe. You and Christina. You and James. Like, every time I see you with someone different, I'm like, oh, like, that person is like Lala in this way. And I feel like that's a really good way to be because, like you are, you can kind of get along with everyone.
I can get along with everyone, but I don't necessarily want you in my closest circle.
Right.
Like, right. We can vibe, I can be civilized, but there's a wall that I have up that you're not getting through. Mm-hmm. And, like, even in, I'm going back to, because you said Christina and Katie, the dynamic with the three of us was so fun this season. Because otherwise it would have just been myself and Katie against everyone else. Mm. But Christina brought in something that was just – I don't know if it's just because it would have been me and Katie and you kind of need a third person to, like, make a group of people.
Okay.
But I just liked the way that she – like, we could bounce off of her. She added something that was very unique. But even that scene in Las Vegas at night making fun of the lights – Stassi, because Stassi's in a very different space now. And I've talked to her about this. If the offer were on the table, would you ever come back? And she was torn about it because she has a beautiful family. She's totally okay. She has a successful podcast, Patreon. She has 2 New York Times bestsellers. She's good. Mm-hmm. She said she does. There are obviously times that she misses it because it was her life for so long. But she's got a beautiful family. She's having her second baby. And she was like, it was just so funny because I know that if I would have been in Vegas with you guys, I would have probably been doing the same thing. But watching it, I was like, my friends are so mean.
Oh, she did? Yes. She said that?
She was like, watching, I was like, why would you make fun of her life? I looked at her like, bitch, I know you're still in there, Nastasia Schrodes.
That's funny. And I also love that she watches it. That's a great little BTS. I wouldn't assume she watches Vanderpump.
She said this is the first time. She was like, I probably won't watch it all the time. Mm. But like when you and Katie tell me like this is a funny scene, you have to watch it. She goes, I do. and I make Bo watch it with me. But I just thought that was so funny when she was like, you guys are so mean. I'm like, girl, you are so soft now. You are so soft.
Give her like 1 month on the show and she'll be back. Do you regret? Because just with the discourse, and I know I kind of asked you this last week. Do you regret any of that? Do you look back and you're like, I could have eased up? Or you're like, no, this is like.
I thought it was all in good fun. Mm-hmm. You know, she had said that line or whatever. And I thought it was all in good fun. But I never want to, because we were in a good head, like she and I were in a good place, Raquel and I definitely would have said, I'm sorry that we hurt your feelings. That was not the intention. I thought that it was just like all in good fun. Mm. You know, the lights, kind of weird. Kind of weird, you know? You trying to put tinfoil in the microwave, kind of weird. Yeah. But no, it's like, yeah. It is what it is. If you can't laugh at yourself and I can't laugh at you and you can't have self-deprecating humor, then like we're not going to get along.
Yes.
I'm definitely, it is not lost on me that I have sucked a baby bottle in a bed and I'm judging you for your lights. Okay. Like understood. You don't need to point that out to me. You don't need to point out to me that I'm going in on Raquel for hooking up with Sandoval when I've hooked up with James while he was quote unquote in a relationship. There are nuances, but if you just want to compare one to the other without the nuances, like not lost on me, bitch. Not lost on me.
Yes.
I'm super excited for you guys to see Mexico because it's the, you guys will obviously now, it was in the press like a long time ago. This is the trip that the kiss happens.
Wow. So I thought Mexico wrapped up the season or was toward the end and the kiss was going to be like one of the final. But we've got so many more episodes.
We have a lot of shit that's still.
So we see a fallout from the kiss maybe?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yes.
Yes. You see a fallout from the kiss. You see all of it. I mean, this is the first time that we've picked cameras up again where you see everything that could have happened after the fact. And they could have very easily said, we're not picking up cameras, talk about it at the reunion. Mm-hmm. But it was like a very huge deal.
Yeah.
So I'm very, very excited for the rest of the season. Mexico was fucking lit. And I got to kind of be a part of both worlds. I got to be a part of like this incredible love story and also like talk shit with my friends.
Yeah.
When the reunion comes out, because I was foggy, but I'm having memories come back. Mm. I want to talk about everything that didn't make it. So when I watch the reunion, I'm going to take notes on what was cut out because no one's safe.
No one's safe. I'm so excited. I'm so excited for tonight's episode. I'm excited for Mexico. I'm excited for the rest of the season. But the reunion, whew, we got to keep this energy up.
We got to keep the energy up.
7 weeks.
And I love your guys' questions. And I know we're all obsessing over Vanderpump Rules. Let's keep the momentum. I'm digging it all. Keep writing into the podcast page. Give them Lala Podcast. That is on Instagram. I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Give Them Lala Podcast. I will catch you next week.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker. Although I didn't really work with her a lot. But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a 3-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord. We get it. They have chemistry.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.